The Average Network journeys to the White House, where we find President 43 choosing a respected, independent commission to investigate the intelligence of Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. We find the President in the Oval Office with Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, Chief of Staff Andy Card, Attorney General Ashcroft. This is Episode 44 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World.
Wookie, we got Ollie North, Gordo Liddy, Dennis Miller, Britney Spears, Bo Derek, and Pat Robertson. I need three more independent commission members to investigate them Iraqis on they weaponoids.
How about Bela Lugosi?
Done. He's dead. He died in 1957.
The vice president died in 1811.
But Bela Lugosi only played vampires in movies. Besides, he was a liberal.
We've been sitting here for an hour, Rumsfeld, and everybody you suggested been dead. I think you got some weird prejudices.
Well, we ain't picking Bela Lugosi, and we ain't picking General MacArthur, nor Oliver Wendell Hardy.
Holmes.
We's got to choose live folks that like us a bunch.
Well, that limits us right there, Mr. President.
Carl, give me a list of qualifications so's I can get me a commission like LBJ got.
But, sir, the Warren Commission screwed up and obfuscated and gave us 40 years of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, sounds okay, huh? Carl says that'd be about perfect.
Of course. Even when they screw up, it'll be 30 years before anyone will even see the documents.
Longer. That'll give us enough time to clear up any little old thing we might find, wink, wink.
That's probably why we're getting Ollie North, isn't it?
Sure, he likes shredding stuff. We can get Jerry Ford. He was on the Warren Commission. He won't find nothing. Arlen Specter, too.
We can't trust Arlen. I seed him talking to that card-carrying liberal hoochie-coochie Barbara Boxer.
Why don't we get that Punxsutawney Phil character? He pretty smart.
He's a groundhog.
Whoa. Is he a Republican groundhog or a Democrat groundhog?
We'll get back to you, Ashcroft. I'm not sure it matters, sir.
You ever have to fight a gutshot groundhog, Andy? I fought near everything a man can gut shoot. It ain't nothing meaner than a wounded rodent, by gobs.
Perhaps we could get Janet Jackson, Mr. President.
She doesn't like us very much.
Then it will look more nonpartisan. The important thing is making sure there are no announcements until well after your second inaugural.
She takes anything off, Mike Powell's gonna be real upset. So's Ashcroft.
Well, I don't like naked nothing. Put a sheet over it. Naked stuff gets folks to thinking. Thinking makes them unpatriotic. And that's my ruling.
It's that whole weird Jackson family. They're all pretty strange.
Well, who else we gonna get for my commission?
Count Cheney suggests Brent Scowcroft. He suggested very strongly.
Whoa, great. Another one thinks I'm a idiot. Well, I ain't dumb. I'm intellectually lazy. I don't like Scowcroft.
Your father likes Scowcroft.
Dang. Guess we gotta get him then. Well, then we gotta get somebody what likes me.
Sounds fair.
That'll be tricky, I'm afraid.
Where's gotta be somebody left? What about Victoria Clark, that assistant you had at DOD?
She's working for CNN.
Whoa. I'll do it, by gobs.
Ashcroft, that won't work. Nobody likes you.
Well, I ain't none too fond of them neither. Let's get Alan Simpson. He ain't doing nothing.
He don't like me neither.
Is Scoop Jackson still dead?
Near as we can tell he is.
Maybe we could ask Joan Rivers. She's a Republican.
Get on it, Andy. Oh, I like it.
Now that's a thought. Joan Rivers. Have her bring your daughter. There might be blood in one of them.
Mr. President.
Wait, Carl. We trying to figure out who's going to investigate the intel screw-up. We got 7, maybe 8. We need one more.
Do you have any African-Americans?
We've got Ollie North, Gordon Liddy, Dennis Miller, Britney Spears,
Bo Derek, Pat Robertson, Brent Scowcroft to head the thing, and maybe Joan Rivers.
Mike Tyson?
He'll do almost anything, and he needs the work.
Count Cheney's always wanted to meet him. They have similar tastes in flesh.
Okay, sounds good. Andy, get on that Joan Rivers thing.
I wish you wouldn't put it that way.
Well, I gotta put it some way. Now I gotta go be nice about Winston Cathedral.
Church Hill, George. The fat alcoholic who gave us our Cold War.
That was a good thing, right?
It made us all rich, Mr. President.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I got to go talk to a bunch of foreigners.
And I have to go talk to Ted Kennedy. They're going to question me about WMDs.
What are you going to say?
What I always say. WMDs? I've never even heard the phrase before.
That's pretty good.
They won't believe it.
Do we care?
No.
Okay.
It's better if they don't believe it. While they're trying to decide if I'm lying, we can slip any number of things under their noses.
You can laugh. At least I guess you's laughing. I hate flying off to see foreigners. They's always far away.
They won't always be.
When the world is ours, everywhere will be America.
Even Mars. Then we gotta start worrying about space aliens and asteroids and nuclears from space full of Al-Qaeda.
There's an idea. When I testify again, I'll claim Al-Qaeda is made up of aliens. There, Ted, you and McCain try calling me on that hand.
Maybe John Kerry is an alien.
Quarrel?
Promising. I'll call my press assets at the Weekly World News.
By gobs. We's gonna run America till the end of time. We'll show 'em. We'll show 'em all. And that's my ruling.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good, John.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, Episode 44, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network during an afternoon of salacious tea readings at Madame Grisonka's Psychic Emporium in Maracaibo. All celebrities were carefully impersonated by the Whispery Glade Retirement Castle Glee Club and Mahjong Society of Creepers Park, Illinois. This is Pablo T-Flies for the Average Network asking you to go on about your business. And stay tuned.